Could you help us, please, dig it here a little bit when we are surrounded, as you talked to us yesterday, by people who are not come yet into this place of understanding. When we are not in a client therapist relationship, but at home.
Ignore them. In other words, we gave you the answer to your question before you opened your mouth. That was all about what's swirling around in you. In other words, you just have to see them as you know they want to be. See them as you want them to be. And never mind where they are, because it's temporary. You have a choice in every relationship that you have, in every situation, to look at it as it is, which is what we call step one-ing. In other words, nothing wrong with looking at what is, as long as you understand what's happening. When you're looking at what is, that's your launching of creation. But as, if you keep looking at what is, then you keep launching creation, you just never do anything about closing the gap on getting there. Mm. And physical friends have become such realists that somehow you think that you just have to look at what is, talk about what is, then talk about it after it isn't anymore. Write history books about it, put monuments up, drag generation after generation after generation to go back and look at what was, when everything about who you are is that way. Everything about who you are is where you're going. So in every moment, you have the option of seeing what is, or at looking toward what you have created as a result of having seen what is. So if someone isn't pleasing you and you keep talking about them not pleasing you and you keep begging them to be different and hinting that they should be different and offering little things to make them want to be different, bribe them, threaten them, ignore them in an attitude of threatening them, punish them. In other words, there's all kinds of things that people do to try to motivate them to be different, when all you've got to do is ignore what is and think about what you would prefer. You just have to make who they really are the more active part of your vibration. You see, you can't. Here is the big thing about this, is that they are whatever they are, and whatever they are has caused you to create the version of them that you prefer, and that in most cases they prefer. And the most important part thing is that the larger part of you has embraced that new idea and has become it. So now when you look back at where they are, we know why you would feel annoyance at them, because your attention to where they are is causing the separation of you from who you have become. And so there is such a tendency to say, you need to be different so that I can feel better. And in the moment that you say and mean, we're going to say it a few times in a few different ways, as you talk to those people who you love mostly and some not so much, but who are giving you reason for this question, these are the things that you want to begin saying to them. Dear one, what is it about you that I'm using as my excuse not to be who I really am? What is it about you that I'm using as my excuse to not line up with the picture that you and I have created together of expansion? What is it that I am thinking about you that is keeping me apart from who I really am and all that I really want? You could say to yourself, I have the choice of seeing where we are, because your looking at them takes you there. I have the choice of seeing where we are or where we're going. Where we are is upsetting to me. Where we're going feels better. I have the option. I have the option. I have the option of feeling bad, feeling good, feeling worse, feeling better, feeling less relief, feeling more relief. That's where all of your power is on every subject in the world.
And what can I say to him to soothe him when he keeps telling me he hates life and life is so awful and his employee is...
There's nothing that you can say to him when you hear him say that to you. Because when you hear him say that to you, it brings you to your knees. And you feel so awful that you have nothing to give.
Yes.
So you have to put some distance between your opportunities to hear those things. And having heard them, you know who he is. You know, the more someone screams in struggle about not liking where they are, the more they're launching into their vibrational escrow what they're wanting. So you have to begin fixating on who this is and how this person really feels. You have to make your ability to see where he is going more vivid than your ability to see where he is. That's the answer to all things. You cannot continue to see what is and move to where you want to be. And it takes some discipline. We said the other day, some people will say, well, he may accuse you of abandoning him if you're not there wallowing in his sorrow. And we say, no one could accuse you of abandoning someone when you are fixated upon the success that they are seeking. And when you get fixated upon it to the point that you know it, you see, the only reason you're hurting is because when you see that, you don't know it. When you see this, you know it. So you can't uplift someone from a place of doubt. You can only uplift from a place of knowing. So you just want to practice that. You want to practice it and practice it and practice it and practice it. And the way you practice it is by getting a piece of it and talking about it until you feel better. And then getting another piece of it and talking about it until you feel a little better. Not fixing the whole thing all at once. Just talking about it till you feel a little better and talking about it till you feel a little better and talking about it till you feel a little better. And before you know it, you're stable. You're feeling strong and good. And when you are holding someone else as your object of attention, looking right at them in the vibrational escrow, seeing them as you know they are and radiating it with every energetic fiber of your being, what happens is, just like our friend said as we began, the vortex moves faster. You shine the spotlight of concentration upon it. And anytime he gets anywhere near the vicinity of it, he's going to be drawn into it, and he'll feel the eagerness for life for just a moment. You see what upliftment is? But if you don't get that vortex going, if you don't get it swirling, if you don't stay there, as long as you're spinning all over the place, then he can join you anywhere over there in those darker places. But when you hold yourself only consistently here, can you imagine the power of your influence when you get that going? When he's sleeping, he'll come there. When he's meditating, he'll come there. In the moments that he's appreciating something accidentally, he'll come there. In other words, when you get that vibration going, you are an uplifter, and they've got to come. They've got to come. In the same way, hear this. We know we're out of time, but we'll say this very quickly. Hear this. In the same way that when you withdraw your attention from physical, you will be swept into the pure positive energy of well-being, it is possible to get such a vortex of well-being spinning around you that you can sweep them in against their will, so to speak, against their disconnected will. They'll come. Have you ever had someone believe in you? Didn't you just rise in a whole new way? Have you ever had someone not believe in you and what they thought was important to you? Doesn't it just drag you into a place where you can hardly even stand yourself or them? You must believe in those that you want to feel better. You have to. And don't let their temporary disconnection from who they are be important to you. It doesn't mean diddly squat. Good time for a segment of reflection.